Good morning and welcome to Talk Louisiana with Jim Engster. I'm Julie Baxter Payer and I'm filling in for Jim today. He has a couple of days off and it's a gray, somewhat warm end to 2018, but we're going to have some lively conversation here on WRKF 89.3. And we're very, very happy to have our first guest with us. It's a very busy day for tourism in Louisiana. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest will be broadcast live to the nation on the ABC network from New Orleans tonight, and that puts New Orleans once again front and center at parties across the nation tonight. And our state's lieutenant governor heads up Louisiana's Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism. He joins us now live, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Thank you, Billy, for making time for us on a very busy last day of the year for you.
It's a great day. Happy New Year. We're having a great time here in New Orleans today.
What is your role tonight in the celebration there in New Orleans and maybe across the state?
Well, we're starting off today. We're unveiling a new float that we actually rode in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport last week, Louisiana Feed Your Soul. And we'll have tourism people from all over the state riding that float, throwing to the visitors here, Louisiana Feed Your Soul beads. And so we're starting off that at 1 o'clock today. And then tonight we'll be with a chef from Chef Horace will be there from to show off some of the great seafood. We'll talk about Louisiana. We'll have the mayor there to talk about the city. We'll talk about all the great things to do besides New Orleans. So the visitors and people watching will know there's more to Louisiana than just New Orleans. We'll talk about the great fishing and about the 400 fairs and festivals we have every weekend everywhere in Louisiana, and hope that those visitors will put Louisiana on their bucket list.
Has 2018 been a good year for Louisiana in terms of tourism?
Well, we think we're going to have our seventh record-breaking year. We'll get those numbers in a couple months. The end of the first quarter, we'll know what those numbers are. But we feel pretty good about that. We also feel really good about 2019 with so many new events and with the exposure we've gotten around the country and around the world. With the new international flights into New Orleans, it gives us a real opportunity to grow that international market in tourism.
If you want to join the conversation with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, you can call toll-free 1-877-217-5757. That's 1-877-217-5757. And Lieutenant Governor, this celebration today reminds the nation of Louisiana's passionate reputation as a place to party, a place to vacation. The brand now is Louisiana Feed Your Soul, and we understand that is actually up for some notice nationally, perhaps an award in 2019. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we were picked one of 10 brands to receive this golden award in New York, and we'll be up there, all 10 brands will be up there to see who is selected as the best brand in America. So we're very honored to be selected as one of the top 10, and hopefully we'll bring home the Platinum Award as the best brand in America. It's a great opportunity for Louisiana, once again, to showcase how we feed our soul here in Louisiana. You know, the incredible thing we have going for us, all the great musicians, chefs that help promote Louisiana's quality of life and all the great things to do here. You know, Lauren Daigle, who's up for a Grammy this year, one of eight that's been nominated this year, has been an ambassador for Louisiana over the last year. She is a great singer, went to the top of the charts, and she's been out there promoting Louisiana on social media and at her events for the last year and been a great ambassador for our state.
It seems like the Grammys now, most years, contain some element of Louisiana musicians.
We actually have more Grammy nominees per capita than anybody else, any other state. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people don't know this, but the word Grammy came from a lady in Metairie, Louisiana, that won a contest, and she actually named the Grammys. So we've got deep roots in the Grammys, and this year we will be partnering with our neighbor, Mississippi, to host an event out there at the Grammys to highlight not only the Grammy nominees, but things like the Blues Trail that now runs from Mississippi through Louisiana. We recently had Buddy Guy in town to unveil a highway marker in his hometown. As people get off the interstates and take the back roads to visit all of these great musicians' towns and follow their routes through Louisiana.
And you mentioned blues. I have to put a plug in here. I know we have a lot of blues fans in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge in particular, the Louisiana Baton Rouge Blues Foundation, the Baton Rouge Blues Society. And I know sometimes I hear the comment, there's a lot of signs in Mississippi about blues. We'd love to see more signs along our highways because, of course, Louisiana has a lot of blues history to share.
Absolutely. We're going to be partnering with Mississippi on a lot of things, including promoting the great Mississippi River that a lot of foreign visitors come to see. But the Blues Trail, we're two states next to each other, and we're working with their tourism officials now to do more things to get those people that come to Mississippi to come on over to Louisiana and the Louisianans to go to Mississippi and partner on a lot of these things so we can share the cost and share the reward in bringing those tourists here.
I understand that you will be assuming fairly soon a chairman's spot in the, is it the National Lieutenant Governors Association? Can you share a little bit about how that came to be?
Well, we hosted the Lieutenant Governors Conference in New Orleans this past year, and maybe it was the food, but I was elected to chair that organization for next year, which I'm really excited about. And so that's a great honor. And it's a great opportunity for us to sit down with Republicans and Democrats and talk about things that are important to our state and we can agree on, and then we can make recommendations to our congressmen and senators where we think legislation is needed. One thing we're going to work very closely on across state lines is to make awareness to child obesity and to get some new programs in place in all of our states to help get kids outdoors. In our state, we're going to try to get them to go to events at the state parks, off the computers, and help our children get healthy in Louisiana. So that's something that we'll be sharing across state lines with our other lieutenant governors of the best ways to do that, and it will benefit all of our states.
Tell us, you mentioned the state parks. I know for a while there was a lot of funding concern for the state parks, and perhaps some of them weren't as kept as up as well as maybe in the past. And the last couple of years, at least under this administration, I know you've worked really hard on that. What is it that you can tell families is there for them in the state parks in the year ahead, perhaps for a family vacation?
Well, we're excited to get some of our new cabins open. By this summer, we'll have new sand on all of the beaches at the state parks. In Boca Chica, we now have horseback riding. Through the new private-public partnership, we're taking private investors into the state parks and creating new opportunities. It also allows us to make money, so in years to come, we won't need additional tax dollars to run our state parks. They can stand on their own two feet. We actually have three state parks making money. First time ever state parks have made money by cutting some of the spending and increasing the visitation. We're getting those parks that are going to start really being revenue generators. And the more we generate, the more we can put back into the parks and improve the quality of those parks for our visitors.
As you look ahead to 2019 and funding your department, I know there's always controversy at the Capitol. Some Republicans now talking about not wanting to take advantage of the surplus that some economists have forecast for our state. How do you see in terms of the battles you might be facing in 2019 for the budget for your department?
Well, I think the return on investment is no question. 37-1. $1.8 billion in taxes that tourists left here last year in Louisiana. It's a clean, good business. I think it's the fourth largest employer in the state now, employing over 230,000 people. So we've just got to, and I think the legislators realize that, you know, when you look at the funding that we provide for tourism compared to other states, we get so much more bang for our buck in the way we get creative. Just like tonight, this New Year's celebration, 30 million people will be watching New Orleans. And when you're talking about your New Year's resolution and where we're going to go on vacation next year, we couldn't afford to pay for this kind of advertising. But doing these kind of partnerships with the Sugar Bowl and Allstate, it allows us to really bring our message to the world a lot cheaper and get reach more people. So as we continue to do these things and generate those record numbers in tourism, I think the legislature realizes the importance of tourism.
You had a very large gumbo goal this past week for Louisiana in connection with the Independence Bowl. Did you make your goal?
Chef Foles and walk-ons did an incredible job. The Louisiana Seafood Promotion Board provided the seafood, I think 3,000 or 4,000 pounds of seafood, and they broke the world record. Guinness Book of World Records was there, and the old record was 5,800 pounds. They topped the scales at a little over 6,800 pounds of gumbo there in Shreveport for the Independence Bowl. So we fed a lot of people, a lot of good gumbo, broke the world record, and got a lot of great publicity for Louisiana gumbo. And walk-ons and Chef Foles have been great partners in that promotion. So we've got a great team of people here in Louisiana, both private businesses, our chefs, our musicians that really work for Louisiana.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, thank you for sharing a few moments on this last day of 2018. Big celebration tonight. Thanks for what you do for Louisiana. All the best in 2019.